Shalom, shalom uvracha rabbeisai. Tonight we're holding in Siman Yud Aleph, Se'if Tesvov. And last night we were speaking about the windings around the tzitzis, and we said from the Sefer Kavonois, which is the Sefer from the Arizal, the way he modifies slightly the Shulchan Aruch over here, that the minhag is to do 7, 8, 11, 13 windings around the tzitzis. Though technically speaking, min ha-Torah, all you have to do is you have to make a few coils and a knot. Yeah, some say even either a few coils or a knot, but otherwise just a few coils and a knot, and then you've already done the mitzvah min ha-Torah. So, but the minhag is to do 7, 8, and 11, and 13. We're now continuing Siman Yud Aleph Sif Tesvov. Yesh oimim shetzorach ledakdeik sheyisle hatzitzios le'oirach hatalas. So some say that when you have your talus on, when you have your talus, it should be that the tzitzis are coming out. They're coming outwards. Why is it that the tzitzis, meaning if you imagine the corner of a garment, yeah? So you've got the corner of a garment. Imagine this is a talus. Either the tzitzis could hang down vertically, or they could be tied so that the knot is horizontal to the hole that it goes in. What's the maila? The maila is that if the knot goes in horizontally, so then the tzitzis strings are going to hang down over the corner. Whereas if it goes vertically, Shkoyach, please feel free to take anybody. Thank you. Yeah. If it hangs down vertically, Shkoyach. If it hangs down vertically, then it doesn't actually go near the corner. Whereas if you tie it so that the knot is horizontal to the hole, yeah. So then what you have is that the knot is horizontal to the hole, and then the actual tzitzis hangs down and it's touching the corner. So he brings this as a yesh oimrim. There are those who say that you have to be careful. The tzitzis should be la'orech ha-talus, across the length of the talus, which means going horizontally. So we're in shetein tefes ala keren, so that it should drop down on the corner, perish tolly ala keren, it should be suspended over the corner. But if it's baruch boy, meaning if it is going vertically down, so then it doesn't actually hang over the corner. It just hangs directly down and doesn't go anywhere near the corner. It's like a few centimeters away from the corner. Shari klape karka hoyotolu, because if it's just going straight down, it's just going straight down towards the ground. Says the Mishnah Bura in Sifkotan ayin beis lo erech atalas ayin le'el b'sifkotan nun beis mahu erech v'ayin ber halocha. We discussed that erech means horizontally. Zoboinon v'chulu in ayin gimel haynu bein b'shas atzalia oyacharkach. That both when you're making the tzitzis, you should make it so that the knot is vertical to the hole, is horizontal to the hole, and also afterwards, im nishmatu letzad mato, if it slips and goes downwards, yachzireim, you should put it back up, and you should put it back up. This is ideal, but bottom line is that you don't need to be, that we're not strict about it. Don't make the tzitzis knot, the first knot, don't make it diagonally to the hole. Right? Don't make it diagonally to the hole. Right? That's ba'alach soin. Why not? That's surely very, very nice. No, because that is the custom of the Karaites. Sha'isim came. They were literalists, and they used to. Please feel free. Yeah, they were literalists, and they used to. Also the Tzedokim, the Sadducees. You know that why they were called that, because they're very sad. You see. So the Karaim and the Tzedokim, they had this literalist approach over here. I thought you'd like that. So they davka did it al kanafe. We davka don't do it but alach sain on an angle to show that we're not karaites. Vimtulim mitzvah lazim lemakayman. And if you see tzitzis that are literally hanging diagonally over the corner, it's a mitzvah to put them back in their place. So we see that there's a preference over here to have the tzitzis not horizontal to the hole that you've put it in, so that the strings hang down over the corner. But it's not an absolute necessity. Says the Shulchan Aruch.
Not vertical.
It should not be vertical, ideally it should be horizontal, but it's not absolutely imperative.
Which means it should be out of the
tassel
edge of the
task. Yes, it should be out of the tassel edge of the task. Yeah.
Is it applied just to your own, or should you help other people out?
If they're not looking, it's sitting behind them, you know.
always stands there, so the scriptable, once he's davening, he doesn't realise, he goes up to his tablet and he moves the titus.
Really?
Once he's davening, he doesn't realise, he just moves the
titus. There you go, Maitorav, there you go. Very good, okay.
What about on your telescope?
Also.
Should we on the downward point or off sideways?
The knot should be off sideways so that it dangles down next to the corner.
But the tesla bit on the telescope, if you've got those stamps.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. No, so then it shouldn't be on the tassly bit. On the tallis cotton should be not on the tassly bit. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. And please feel free to help yourselves, Rabbi Isai. Yeah. Okay. Concludes the siman. Yesh imim she'ein losei shum beged benikvei hatallis shemachnisim bo hatzitzis. There are some people that say that in the actual corner where you are making. Where you're going to be putting the tzitzis in, that corner should be made out of the same material as the actual rest of the beged, and you shouldn't put any other. Let me say that again. You shouldn't put any other material on the corner, right? The she'en losis shum beged benik ve'atalis. Don't put any other material on top of this corner and then make a hole in that. But there are others who are matir, and that is how we're accustomed. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Ayin Dalet. Why not shum beged? The beinu shu hatzitzis munach al haknof. It should be on the corner. Flei al dova shu munach al haknof, and it shouldn't be on top of another piece of material which is itself placed on the corner.
Well, we had before the case of the leather.
Yeah,
the leather corners
say.
We had.
Oh yes,
the,
yes.
The majority was the.
Thing. Very good, very very good, very good. Right, so he says. He says in Ayin Hey, V'yesh Matirin ki ein oisin kein el lachazik habeged shlo yikora. This is only to strengthen the garment; it shouldn't tear. Or botel hulugabi beged, and it's nullified to the beged. V'afilu shel or muta v'chein hiskimu apoyskim. Even with leather, it's muta, and so the poyskim agree. This is different from what we had before with the corners, because before we had a case where the whole corner was made out of leather.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're talking about a case where you've got a beged that's made out of wool. On top of that, you put a leather piece. In order to strengthen it, right, to reinforce it. So is it still al kanfei
deihem? In the previous case, the leather was at the bottom.
On the previous case, instead of having a corner, it was rounded, and then they attached to it a piece of leather.
Well, in this case, the leather is covering.
The leather is covering the original material. Yeah. So Baruch Hashem, we have just finished Simon Yud Aleph with its Tesvov Seifinin.
Having the extra bit on it, are we concerned that possibly a chatzitza against my tzitzis and my
beged
now?
Al kanfei, it's supposed to be on the knaf and not on something else, which is munach al knaf.
I thought the talisim generally
weren't
they?
Yeah, yeah, they do, don't they? They don't, they don't.
It's just a reinforcement.
Yeah, so it's reinforcement.
If it's a reinforcement, it's okay, but if it's there for just.
No, yeah,
that's still part of the beggar. He said, "Or can't be the beggar."
Right, but it doesn't matter what it's made out of. Over here. He says anything. Ein lo seis shum beged, right? Even if it's made out of the same material, but it's just like an extra piece. But all of our tzitzis do. All of our tzitzis do. And he says v'chei noagu. Yeah, he says the custom is to go like the matirin. We are allowed to go like the matirin sometimes. That's okay. Yeah, okay. Moving on. Simon, you'd base dharma poslim b'tzitzis, things that posel the tzitzis. Okay, now. Here we're going to talk about the halacha. Is very, very nogel halacha. What happens if the tzitzis they snap off? So, im nifsaku kol chutei haknof. If all of the strings, this is really bad muzzle, all of the 8 strings go. V'nishtaya bohem kedei anivas kol achutin hapasukim yachad biyachad. But there is enough left on each one of them called kedei aniva. Then it's kosher. So even though we saw beforehand that really you're supposed to have the gadil, which is the upper corded part, the size of 4 medium, 4 thumb widths, yeah, and the anaf, the strands, the open strands were supposed to be 8 thumb widths. Nevertheless, if a child came past and took his scissors and slipped the whole lot off. Yeah. So as long as there is enough left of these strings, kadei aniva, in order to make a slip knot, in order to make a bow, so then that is okay. And he says that the kadei aniva basically means that each one of them, each one of these things, has to have kadei aniva. Kadei aniva means it's long enough that you could tie it around all of the others, all of the other remaining ones, in a slip bow. Yeah. That's what kadei aniva means. Yeah, not to make just to make a little bow itself out of it, but in order to be able to make a little slip knot to tie round all of the other remaining ones. Let's see it inside. Huh? To tie a little bow around them. Let's see it inside. I'll show you a picture of it. If you just want to pass around number four. Yeah? It's four. Right, this Aleph number four. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, as long as there's enough left, kadei anivas kol achutin, to tie up all of the strings, hapasukim, biyachad, which have been cut together, kosher, it's fine. V'im lo nishar kadei aniva, if you don't have enough kadei aniva, pirish, v'yirukusu es achoysen targum v'yanvun, when it says that they would tie the choysen, the targum is v'yanvun, to make this loose knot over here. Afilu b'chut echot, right? So v'im loy nishar kadei aniva. If you don't have remaining kadei aniva, afilu b'chut echot shenifsak kuloy. Even in one of these strings, yeah, which is totally broken, then it's possible. Now hilchoch. Therefore, kimin shekol echot kofel lishnayim. Each one of these strings, each one of the four strings, is really bent over. So now you have eight strings. Im nifsaku shnei roshim posel. If two heads, meaning on either side, yeah, if on either side you have one string cut, yeah, then it's posel. Shemon nifsak chut echot. Because maybe both the one on the left side, yeah, and the one on the right side, maybe they really come from the same string. And if they come from the same string, each one of these four strings has to have enough left kadei aniva. So as long as one of the eight is gone, that's fine, because its corresponding, you know, other part on the other side is still there. But once two of them have gone, one on either side of the knot, so then we think, oh, well, maybe they actually come, maybe this is sort of part of the same one, right? Maybe this is part of the same string, and even on the same side of the knot. Yeah, maybe it's part of the same string, but we'll see. The custom when you're making tzitzis is always to keep the same four strings on this side and the same four strings on that side, and that way you know if there are two that are cut on one side, they definitely are not part of the same mother string. Yeah, okay. So
and if how short do they need to go in order?
If on both sides it's so short you can't do kadei aniva, then we're worried. Well, maybe they come from the same one.
Is there a link to kadei aniva?
I haven't seen one yet. Let's have a look inside, see if we can locate one. In Piskei Tshuvos we'll probably have. Right. Yeah. But it's kadei aniva of all the ones that are left right, around it. Yeah, depends how thick the strings are. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Second line down towards the end. According to how we are accustomed, ledak dek be'esa tziasa tzitzis, that we are particular when we make the tzitzis, lo se simon ba'arba roshim, to make some sort of a simon on four of the heads, meaning so that we keep this four on this side and this four on this side. Be'inyan shel olam ha'arba roshim he'mitzan echod shel ha'keshev ha'arba roshim mitzato acher, that you always have the same four that went through the hole originally are always going to be together. If two of the eight strings snap, but they're both on the same side, it's kosher. Because they certainly come from two different mother threads. So you always have on the other side enough to be kadei aniva. So this is the shitta of the Rosh, and we'll now discuss the shitta in the next Be'ez Shem Shir. Probably we'll get to the shitta of Rabbeinu Tam, but now let's see the Mishnah Brura of the shitta of the Rosh. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Allah finished Tayo Bahem. As long as there is remaining Pirish Bechol Echot Min Hachut from each one of these strings, Nishalasi Saniva, there's enough to make a bow. Shekoin Shleif that we make, we call a slip knot. I think Shleif here is a slip knot. Lechol Achutin Hapsukim Biachad, of all of those remaining strings, to go around all of the remaining strings together. Vim Loinif Suku Kulon, if not all, remember we were speaking about all of them were broken. If not all of them are broken, Daim Nishalasi Saniva Al Hapsukim Bilvad, Veloy Al Kol Achutin. If you have, let's say, three of them which are broken, then each one of these three has to be long enough to make an aniva around the broken knots. Yeah? Ala pasukim bilvad, around the three broken strings, excuse me. Yeah? So if three of them are broken, then it has to be that each one of them is long enough to be called kadei aniva. Each one of these could make a slip knot around each of these three, around all of these three broken ones. Then kosher. Vim hitiras
atzitzis.
A slip
bow or slip knot?
A single, here, like a single. Here it's just like a single knot.
One single knot.
Yeah, like a single knot. Yeah, excuse me, I said a slip bow. It's a slip. It seems here a slip knot, and the picture over here is just literally to be able to tie around the broken ones. You don't need any loop or anything. I suppose we call it a slip because we call it a slip one because it does have a loop in it. It's just that loop is around.
It's just a knot.
It's a knot around the broken strings. Yeah. Okay. Kosha, vim hiteres atzitzis. Ha, it's very good. I can use shorter tzitzis now. We've just said if they're broken, it's still fine. Oh, no. When you're starting off, it has to be kosher. They have to be long enough when you're starting. And therefore, vim hitir es atzitzis, if you undid it from this beged, also lit no batalis acher, to have it lechat chilo. Then you wouldn't be allowed to put it into another beged, because then that's like lechat chilo. Va'afilu leinifsak rak chut echot ve'en ba'och yud beis gudlin. And that would be problematic, even if you have a single string that isn't long enough, that's not good enough when you're actually starting out over the page. Shenifsak kuloi, if you had one of these four that was totally broken, rotzoleimah, shebishnei roshov, that on both of the ends, of string number one out of the four, leinishtaya kadei aniva, on both of the ends you don't have enough to do this knot. Posel afshashar chutin hayushleimim, even though the rest of the strings were fine. Now what happens if I've got on the left hand side and the right hand side, both of them string number one is a bit broken, and neither of them has enough to tie a knot, but each of them has enough to tie half a knot. Yeah, is that still okay? So he says, if between the two of them there is enough to make there is enough of a string that you would have been able to. It's not so clear whether it helps. They say, right? And even if you're not sure, it's a svek sveka. Even if you've got a svek sveka over here, what's the svek sveka? When you strung it together, you weren't so makbid to keep the left on the left and the right on the right. Now, it could be that these shnei roshin come from two different strings. And even if they come from the same string, there's enough of each of them to do half an aniva. So maybe that would be enough to put it together. It's a svek sveka.
Even if you were makbid, you still don't know if it's the same string.
Right.
Because it could be one of the other four. You don't know.
Yeah, that's one sofek. One sofek is you don't know whether it's string number one or string number one or a different one. And another one is there's a sofek whether it's good enough if the two halves combine. Right, Shemo, Heim, Mishnei Chutin. Maybe that's in two strings. V'Shemo Mitzarfin, and maybe the halacha is that it can combine the two halves. Afilo Hochi Yesh Da'achmi. Even though it's a fake faker, which we machmi, Mishum the tzitzis b'tzuyin hein, because you can find tzitzis. Go to any of the Judaica shops, you get some tzitzis. For Haratz Lachaim Mekel B'Gagain Zeh. However, the Haratz Lachaim is actually Mekel in this case. V'Nira Dim Yesh Be'Echod Me'Aroshin K'Deilan of Chut Echod B'Vadi Yesh Lismei Cholov. And if you've got so one string on the left hand, one string on the right side, and neither of them have a full kadei aniva, but on one of them, there's at least enough to tie one of the strings kadei aniva, even not all of the broken strings, but it's enough to tie one kadei aniva. He says, okay, you can be soimach on that. Posel, right? But if you don't have kadei aniva on both sides, yeah, so it's string number one, string number one on the left side and on the right side is totally broken. If one of the strings is broken from its root, from the place where it's connected to the beged, from the place where it went in the hole, the place that it was connected to the corner, the posel, right? So everybody agrees there, even just one little snip at the very top of the tzitzis, where it goes through the hole, even if one of them over here is broken, yeah, then it's posel. Every Yerush Shemayim, it's fitting. She'ayin b'shas b'dika. Gam b'tchilas meitzom shel atzitzis. When he's checking his tzitzis in the morning, don't just check the bottom, yeah, to see that none of them have been cut off at the bottom, but also check the beginning. Tainib mokam chibro b'knafim yeshom kera. Check the top as well, whether one of them has been snapped off. Shnei roshim, the two heads. And it'd be problematic if neither of them has a kedei aniva left. But if one of them does have kedei aniva, and it's only one of the strings that doesn't have kedei aniva, then it's still kosher. And I've mentioned beforehand, we see from here, if one of the strings is broken, just one, it's still called kosher. And the Chasam Seif says, I never went around in kosher tzitzis. They said, what? Yeah, because I wanted more than that. If one is broken, it's still called kosher. I want to make sure all of them were sholem. Kosher is not good enough for me. I want to do it properly. Vov, shema nifsak.
When we say kosher and bosal, does that mean you have to take them off? Or just that you shouldn't make a bracha on them?
It's very, very good. Shaila, I'll check it out. It might be it's, I haven't seen all the
B'ahalachos
yet.
It's possible,
it's
possible.
With the Raisa, you just think the first knot.
So we could be doing two problems there. Number one, you're now being a vassal mitzvah, say.
Okay, but that's not a reason to take off tzitzis.
Yeah, because you're only a beggar now, which has not got tzitzis on.
So it's not a vassal mitzvah, say, that's not even necessary.
Oh, no.
You can't see it, there's not a seed to wear tzitzis.
No, once you're only wearing a beggar before callers, it's got tzitzis on it, you're going to.
Okay, so I'll come back. We'll come back to you on this.
But there's a double problem there. One is that you're wearing fork on a beggar now, which hasn't got to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other one is on Shabbos.
Yeah. It should be written here. I haven't seen it though. It hasn't. Yeah, possible. Okay. Next, Vov. Shema nifsak. Rots lema afim shnei nifsak mitzad echot. Even if both of them were on the left-hand side, it could be that if you weren't makpid, they might come from the same mother string. Because at the time when you put it in, he wasn't careful. Even if all the four on the left-hand side were well and truly snipped, and on the other side, you just had kedei aniva on the other side, you know, the other four, Gam kein kosher, it's fine. The loynifsal adayazu rakim choser chut echad b'shnei roshah. Because according to this rosh, it's only possible if one of these four is broken totally on either side. And when the Mechaba says, because you do have on the other side Kadei Aniva, in that particular case, he's talking about it's Lav Davka. She'ela, a question. If you had tzitzis strings that broke, and then you tie them together, does it help you tied it back together again? Or does it have to be like naturally that they were all one? They conclude it's like this. If already when you were making, before you made the tzitzis, one of the strings broke, you tied a proper knot in it, and then you made the tzitzis, then that's fine. The kshira v'chibogomo, because by you tying it, it totally unites it. After it was made in a kosher way, the hainu im nifsak roish echod la'achar atolas atzitzis be'abeget, afim leinish taibokadei aniv, mahani l'kosher atov, afim yipot, right? And also, after it's been totally made, there, now one of the heads has come off, yeah? Afim leinish taibokadei aniv, even though it doesn't have aniva, left, mahani l'kosher atov, it helps to tie it now, fa'afim yiposek acharkach rosh hasheni ma'os echod tia kosher, and even if later, the other side, which was the connected to this has come off. It's still kosher. Because when you tied it on, only one of them had broken. Yeah. So therefore, it was kosher the whole way through. However, if it was so broken that the tzitzis became posel. That both of them came off, and now the tzitzis are well and truly posel, and there isn't kedei aniva. Where it went through the hole, one of them broke. It doesn't help that afterwards he retied it. Because it was posel by tying it together, you're kashering it. That's tzitzis. And all the more so if the string was too short when they were originally making it.
chazar achar kach ukshor laachar akricha vakshira shel chuli rishaino. That if afterwards, after you've done the original tying it of the first chulia, if then you tied a string on that brought it to the shear, zeh mamish tasev leim and also elbasim and yudalef siv kimmel leinim chotzeich roshi achutin. Okay, so that we'll conclude over here, and we'll see Rabbeinu Tam's shitset next week. Be'ezras Hashem.
Go.